Welcome to another edition of the Buzzer Beater. It is the third Saturday here in March, and it's the third edition of the Buzzer Beater. It's a local sports talk show. I'm your host, Matthew Pilger, welcoming in the co-host, Mr. Michael Doherty.
And hey. It's tourney time, baby. I'm getting my Dick Vitale on. It is the Buzzer Beater, and a lot of stuff to talk about.
Lots of stuff. March Madness going on. Of course, a lot of people's brackets have been busted already, but we keep forging on.
Hello, Buffalo.
Unfortunately. And Sister Jean, we'll talk about her. What a story that is.
Absolutely.
Pretty exciting stuff, but also some things have wrapped up, too.
And exciting stuff that has wrapped up. We've got a state championship in wrestling, Mexico wrestling. We'll talk about that a little bit. Obviously, high school boys and girls basketball is wrapped up. So a lot of things kind of in transition here.
It is the start of some other seasons, as in Mizzou baseball underway, looking good. And also Mexico baseball started last night, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well.
Spring football underway. Oh, like I said, a lot of things going on. Let's talk about basketball a little bit. Mexico boys, head coach Darren Pappas, obviously not the season I think he wanted, but at the same time, I think a successful transition.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and there was a lot of excitement in the air with Coach Pappas coming in. The guys had a 5-game win streak to start off the season and really got a excitement back into the basketball program, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's going to be an interesting year because he had a lot of seniors this year, a lot of seniors, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a bit. But, it needed somebody who was going to give it what the football program has got, and that's consistency. And I think Darren is that guy. He's been at Mexico for quite a while. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. And he certainly has got their attention, and in a good way. And so, I thought it was a pretty good opening season for him. It's going to get tougher next year without all those seniors because we said goodbye, I want to say 8 seniors off this ball club, if I'm not mistaken, but said goodbye to a lot of them.
Yes, indeed, but there's still going to be a good base returning to Mexico basketball for next year. We've got Jai Lawson, who's going to be coming back. He's kind of the guy who was controlling the offense for him this year.
And he's going to be the key, honestly, to what they will be able to do. The biggest problem is they really have nobody on the interior. And that's, there's teams that play that way, and you've got to get really good guard play. Jai is capable of that. The question is do you have enough other players to surround him with to make that offense work?
And talking about some of those other players coming off of the bench and getting a little experience, Zach Watkins, Cole Wellen, Jashawn White, all those guys probably be stepping into starting roles.
I would imagine that's the case, as well as some of the kids from junior varsity that maybe we haven't become familiar with. You never know, who's going to grow over the summer and how things are going to progress. So it'll be a work in progress, but there is the possibility of a core base there, and it's going to be up to him to obviously grow that in the next year.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Mexico Bulldogs boys improved by about 5 or 6 games this year. They kind of had a heartbreaker in Hannibal that last game in district against St. Dominic. And, it's something that'll leave a bad taste in their mouth. And hopefully next year they'll get back at it and want to go a little further.
Well, that's always the hope. And obviously they're going to have their work cut out for them. You actually had the chance to sit down with head coach Darren Pappas.
Absolutely. And Darren Pappas also brought into the studio with him Jai Lawson, Tyler Spargo, and Matt Huffman. And had a chance to sit down and visit with the guys about the season and their thoughts.
Let's get into that interview right now
on the Buzzer Beater. Here in the Buzzer Beater this morning, we have some of the members of the Mexico Bulldogs boys basketball team. We'll start off here with Tyler Spargo. It was your senior year this year, Tyler. If you could just go over maybe some of your memorable moments of the season with us.
Yes, sir. Well, for me, my most memorable moment would probably be the Highland game that we had at Highland. That was a pretty good game. We started off a little bit slow, but we all kind of pulled together after halftime, and it just everything started clicking after that, and we all started rolling. But other than that, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better senior year playing with all these different guys. I mean, we really just kind of – it was nice being able to work with some of the younger kids so we can look forward to coming back from college and all that and watching them and see what they're made of. So it was kind of nice working with them, seeing what they're made of, and just getting them ready for next year whenever we're out of here.
Absolutely. You had several dunks over the season. Highland, if I remember right, did you have two dunks in that game?
Yes, sir, I did.
Yes, I do remember that now. And so where are you going to school at after high school?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm looking at a couple different schools, but I'll make sure to let you know once ever I find.
Looking forward to that, Tyler. Anything over the years that, you know, with football, basketball, any real memorable or funny stories you can share with us today?
No, really. I don't really know a specific moment, but I remember on the Rolla trip that we went on over Christmas break, we always had a couple goofy moments there, and just, I don't know if some were really safe to say on the radio, but other than that, I don't really have many things specific.
What will you miss most about playing basketball?
I'm going to miss playing with all my guys here. I mean, I've known them since I was growing up, so I've known them since I was little, so I mean, it's going to be a little different going, if I choose to go and play somewhere on the next level, it's going to be different because I won't know any of them, but here I know just about everybody.
Pass the microphone over to Mr. Matthew Huffman. And Matt Huffman joins us, and he is a senior as well. Welcome in, Matt, and thanks for taking your time today to talk to us. We appreciate it. Any memorable moments for you as on your senior year playing basketball for the Bulldogs this year?
Yeah, I mean, the whole season was just awesome, but definitely first off the start we had, we came out really hard and really strong, and that was awesome to show because there were some doubts about us at the beginning of the season, and just to be able to come out starting 5-0, that was probably one of the most special things. And then other than that, I just remember having a good game against Boonville. I had a few points, and I just remember playing really good that game. We gave them an L at their winter warming game, close game. That was real exciting.
Absolutely. Now, you have already signed your letter of intent at Westminster, I remember right.
Yes, sir.
You signed up to play football, is that right?
Yes, yep, I'll play football at Westminster next year.
Looking to get onto the basketball team too, or you just focus on football there?
Probably not. No, I'll just be playing football, but I'm sure there'll be a couple recreational games, you know.
All right, well, any funny stories that you can share with us over the years on the basketball or football that we can talk about on the radio?
I know there's so many, I can't even think. Probably just, you know, all the guys on the team were always joking at each other, always talking about each other instead of just messing with each other. It's really just an overall thing.
Well, thank you for taking your time out. I think we're going to pass the microphone over to Mr. Jai Lawson. Welcome in, and thank you for taking your time.
One, two.
Yeah, right on. So, Jai, you are going to be returning to the basketball team, presumably, next season. Any thoughts on this year? Any memorable moments for you?
I liked our five start game winning streak. Gave us a lot of confidence going into the season, but we had ups and downs, but just I think we had a very good season.
Anything that you'll say to the guys who come onto the team next year with you being a leader and bringing experience back?
Nothing's given to you. You got to work. So just because you think you was good in middle school, that means absolutely nothing to me.
Right on. Any funny stories that you can share with us about any of the guys on any of the trips over the season?
Well, this year in Rolla, me and Spargo had to share a bed, and he kept trying to snuggle with me. I didn't think that was cool.
Right on. Well, all right. Well, we'll pass the microphone. Thank you, Jai, for that. We'll pass this over to Coach Darren Pappas. Coach Pappas, it was your first year as the head man of the Mexico boys basketball team. Your thoughts on the season as a whole?
You know, I think this year overall was a very successful year in turning the program back around. We doubled our wins. The beginning of the year, we were picked to finish next to last in the conference. We actually finished in fourth out of eight teams. And, you know, overall, I'm just real pleased with how the year went. Now, of course, we had some ups and we had some downtime, but, you know, the guys worked extremely hard. I think they put in a lot of preparation in the off season and you know, that build toward the season. And then we got off to a very hot start and kind of took a little dip, but then bounced back. And I think the Rolla tournament, as they alluded to, you know, was one of those times in the season where I think the guys came together and we beat some very quality ball clubs down there at Rolla, you know, being away from home and not having a strong fan base there during that tournament, but being able to come out of there with a consolation trophy was extremely important to them and to us as a coaching staff. And I think that it kind of propelled us into the next one. We kind of slipped up at the Macon tournament, but we also came out of there with a consolation prize as well. And, you know, overall, you know, the guys just played extremely hard and they bought into everything that we did, threw a lot of new stuff at them offensively, defensively, new schemes and things like that. And they just bought in from the get-go. And, you know, I can't, you know, thank them enough for doing that and you know, supporting me along my first season as a head coach. And I'm looking forward to many more years.
You'll be back again at it next year. You know, Jai will be returning to the team. You'll have several other players with some experience coming back. Does your message change next year?
I think we learned that, like Jai said, you know, you can't take anything for granted. You got to come in and work every single day. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman, a sophomore, you know, junior on up to your senior year, you got to come to work every single day and make sure you're getting better every day. You know, because you want to be clicking at the right time, you know, come end of February, first part of March. And we came up just a little short in the district contest game, but we were right there. And, you know, we're going to build upon that, and we're going to go back and look. I know we're going to lean on Jai for his leadership, having that varsity experience. Cole Whalen's another one. Taylor Bledsoe and definitely, you know, like Zach Watkins could step up as a junior and play significant minutes. And we got some sophomores in there as well and a great freshman class coming in. So we're pretty excited about what the 2018-2019 season, you know, has in store. But I got to give credit to my eight seniors from this year. They're the ones that set the foundation and kind of, you know, got us to where we needed to be, and now we're just going to hopefully build upon that.
Any funny stories or ribs the guys pulled on you this year that you could share with us, or maybe you pulled on them?
Nothing really too funny. I mean, they're always cracking jokes, like they said earlier, and always trying to do funny things. But, you know, I just appreciate everything that they did, and you know, we treated it as a business and try to come in and take that approach every game. And I think, you know, our mindset has definitely changed, and Mexico basketball, you know, hopefully will be back on the map in the next few years.
The one thing I forgot to ask everybody about, too, was the Norm Stewart Classic and being up at the crack of dawn, if you will. How did all of that go in getting prepared for Mexico to Colombia?
Yeah, you know, that was a unique experience playing at 4 a.m. in the morning. And so one thing that we did, and myself and the coaching staff decided, we're going to come in the day before at the same time, get up early and get used to that type of environment. And I think afterwards we went out to Diner 54 and had breakfast, and that was just a good time just to hang out and the guys eating breakfast and just talking about practice. And it would definitely brought us close. We did a lot of things, team bonding things this year. And, you know, I think that also helped us as a team, and then also implemented a new mentoring program for all of our younger students at the elementary schools that I think the guys really appreciated and enjoyed to have those little kids look up to them off the basketball court.
I want to thank you, each and every one of you guys, for coming in and sitting down with us this afternoon, and best of luck in the future. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome back into the buzzer beater. Thank you to Coach Darren Pappas and the guys on the Mexico boys basketball team. Kind of switching gears a little bit to the girls. They had a bit of a run in Hannibal and districts, and they improved by one game over last season.
You know, they did, and they had some fun in doing it, and it gave some of the young girls, they only lose two seniors. Obviously, Adria Costley, one of those, who's an important cog in their offense. But a lot of those kids got some experience that they're going to be able to look back on and really grow from. And I think, in particular, one of the ladies you're going to talk to, in Miss Blevins, who got the game-winning layup at the buzzer in their second round win. So some great experience. They did, get beat in the district championship against St. Dominic, but again, good experience.
Oh, yeah, and this team next year, they have a lot of seasoned players returning to the team. Don't know what that means just yet, but usually experience leads to victories.
Well, they're going to have a tough time because, like I said, Adria kind of made the offense go, whether she was scoring points or giving assists to other players, and they've got to find that person who can replicate that offense. But if they do, like you mentioned, they have a lot of pieces. So, again, it's going to be interesting to see who grows in the offseason, who maybe can move up from junior varsity that might be able to help the varsity out. They'll get some other recruits as far as people like Chloe Sims, who is, I think, going to grow into her body a little bit. So there's some bright spots in that girls program that for next year. It'll be interesting to see what head coach Ed Costley can do. Matter of fact, you sat down with Ed and talked to him a little bit.
Indeed, Coach Ed Costley is coming back for year number 17 next year, and he talked a little bit about this season right here on the Buzzer Beater.
And welcome to a special segment here on the Buzzer Beater. I have the girls basketball team, a couple of members here, and the head coach. First of all, we have Logan Blevins joining us. And Logan, welcome to the program. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, we certainly appreciate it, Logan. Just kind of give us your thoughts and reflect back on the season and some of the things that you're really most proud about this season.
I really enjoyed this season. I thought it was a lot of fun getting to work with everybody. Adria, mostly, was such a good point guard. The way she carries the ball up and down the floor and provides so much for us. Just the way we work together is everything that we're about.
You'll be returning to the team next year, and we want to get into that a little bit here in a minute. But any memorable moments this year that you would like to share with us? I know tournament time, district play, you had some really good games in there. Is anything come to the top of your mind that you're most proud of?
Probably the Fulton game, the first game of the district part of the games, where we just ran the floor completely on Fulton. Just being bigger than them and having that advantage over them was really good. She was always looking up the floor and knowing what we had to do.
Now you are returning to the team next year. Will there be any sort of a message as a leader that you'll bring to some of the newer girls on the team?
Just to work together and that we're a family. That's all it's ever about, is just all we ever want to do is coach people up and make it a good time. That's all it ever is supposed to be.
Any funny stories you can share with us over the season?
Probably the one time when Adria looked up the floor and I wasn't looking, and I turned around and that ball was probably an inch from my head.
We're going to pass the microphone over, and we're going to bring in Adria Costley. And Adria, this was your senior year. You're graduating. You're moving on. Have you picked a school yet?
Yeah, I'll be going to the University of Central Missouri.
Central Missouri, right on. And are you planning on playing basketball there too?
Yep.
Right on. So you had a very a great career with the Mexico Lady Bulldogs. You scored over 1,000 points in your career. Talk about maybe some of your favorite things over the seasons that come to your mind.
We've had a lot of fun teammates and always get to have fun experiences with them and just growing as a team and get better. And this year, getting to the district championship was always a goal, and we were able to accomplish that, just didn't get to finish that.
And what will you miss most about playing basketball here in Mexico?
One thing's definitely being coached by my dad. That's something I've had for a long time, and that'll be different, but I also miss the girls that I play with.
A little bit nervous about going to college, or are you feeling pretty good about it?
I'm a little nervous, you know, new level and different people, but I think I'll get used to it.
How's dad feeling about it? Is he okay?
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
Right on. Any funny stories that you can share with us over the years that we can air on the radio?
Got a lot of fun kids and always dancing and just telling jokes. But
we're going to pass the microphone over to Coach Ed Costley, and the head coach of the Mexico girls basketball team. Coach, another good season. A couple of wins in districts. Got to the championship game this year. I think it was a game improvement over where it was last year. How do you feel about the season as a whole?
Right. I thought really we got to where we wanted to. We talked about getting to that district championship game, and you know, I had told the girls all season long, I said, we've got the opportunity to do that. We can get there and we can get a chance, put a chance to go out there and win it in districts. And you know, that's kind of where you look at it. It's kind of seemed like Missouri, when you're talking about sports in Missouri high school, it's really about the district championships. You can win a conference, and but if you win a district, you could be 0-10 going into baseball or softball, and you went find a way to go 4 wins in district and pull it out. Nobody cares what the season was before that. So, you know, we did good, and I thought we really improved and had a lot of areas. And I think a lot of our inconsistencies, just like a lot of it, just really came from a lot of a young team that you go through and push through. But you know, it was pretty fun season just to see us grow And like I said, we had our ups and downs, and there's times when we look good. We look really good. And I think, you know, as I go into that district seating meeting, I can think of, those schools were pretty afraid to see us. They're, you know, you kind of see where they were trying to vote and didn't want to see Mexico, because I think what they saw is it's a team that could be scary, you know, any given night.
You know, one game that comes to mind is the Warrington Winter Shootout, and there was a triple overtime game there. Talk a little bit about that game and the highs and lows and the emotions that you guys went through in that game.
Right. Was that the Eureka game? Was it three or four overtime?
Was it four?
Four overtime.
Oh,
right.
Okay, I lost track.
It was four over. So yeah, it went to four overtime. Well, I think everybody lost track at that point. And it was, it was one of those games. We knew Eureka was a pretty good ball team, shot the ball well. They were a different team than what we're used and custom seeing throughout the season. But it was exciting to be a part of that. As you get into that, you talk about the experiences that you're looking for in that first, second overtime as a coach, you're thinking this is what you need. Sometimes you can't get those situational, that same intensity of situational play in practice, no matter what you do. If you put 30 seconds on the clock, you're down by two, it's not the same pressure as it would be in the ball game. And so that game gave us that, 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go. And then once you got to that third or fourth quarter, you're thinking, oh, man, can we go another? I don't know if we can go another overtime. And you could kind of see it on their faces. And it was one of those things at that point. It was an experience, and I think they'll remember. I think there's a lot of those, and I haven't looked at the record book, but I think there's only a few other games maybe. And I actually was a part of a five-overtime game at Bunston before I came here, and we're in the record books for a five-overtime game. So I know, for a matter of fact, this game right here that they have with four overtimes is probably right there close to a record, being at the bottom of the list of a record list. So it's something to really think back and say I was a part of a long game that went four overtimes.
Sure, amazing. And, I'm just kind of wondering how you feel at the end of the game. Whoever comes up out on top there, you still have an appreciation for the other team as well.
Right, you do. And it was a game there where you just really appreciate that opportunity. And you look at the referees. I think looking back to that ball game, you get in situations. There are some officials that are ready to go home. And I thought the officials we really had, they were there. They stayed through it. And, the game played out, and they let us play that ball game. And we knew it came down just a couple of situations, from here and there, whether we make a free throw or two. And that's what you go back to. You can look at. It's never just the one play. You can go back all the way to fourth quarter and probably see maybe if we made two free throws, or maybe if we made this layup right here in the fourth quarter, we wouldn't be at this spot. But, it was a good situation for us, and that's just the way it goes. And you really just kind of just really enjoy that, that moment and just being a part of that. I don't know, what was it, a two-hour ball game, I think, is by the time it was over with. So
one other unique experience was the Norm Stewart Classic. You guys didn't have to get up quite as early as what the boys did, but it's still a pretty early game. How did you go about preparing for that?
Right, and you really don't know how to prepare for it, as we go through. And I know I talked to several people. I'm like, do we go stay the night? Do we just wait and wake up early in the morning and go? So you don't know. You're just trying to just go ahead and play with it at that time. But again, it was just a good opportunity, good experience, as we talked about it. Norm Stewart being in that classic is something we can look at as being a kind of a close relationship for Mexico, especially with Gary Filbert and his association with Mexico, and just what he's done for Missouri Basketball Coaches Association and how it goes into the Norm Stewart and connects all together. And just these girls getting the opportunity to go and see and sit at the luncheon and get to see Coach Stewart and just be a part of some teams that we don't always see. And, we had a pretty tough matchup with California, who, California finished up in the state championship, lost in the championship game to a really good Stafford team. I think Stafford was on a 90-game win streak in that ball game. So, but we played a really good team in California, and, I feel like that's what you're going to do, is trying to play teams that you don't see all the time and just kind of figure out who you are as a group. But it's a good opportunity, good experience for us to be a part of, and, hopefully we'll be back. It sounds like we'll be going back again. I'm not sure what time we'll be at. If it had my way, I'd rather have 11 o'clock or midnight game, and let's just call it that and then come on back home.
your thoughts and your feelings. Adria's graduating this year. Your thoughts mm-hmm. as a coach, your thoughts as a dad.
Right. As a coach, you're kind of looking at that and, appreciating everything that she's done for us, 4 years with the team. And she's had the opportunity to play with, so many girls at that time. You go 4 years, you think about, man, how many different girls have we played with, whether – you know, as seniors, freshmen coming through. And she's done so much for us and really has been a key to us. And, you know, some of the things I always talk about with, you know, telling Adrian, making sure we know she could probably go out and score 20, 30 points if she wanted to. And we said, keep finding ways to make your teammates better. Whatever it may be, you got to find that extra thing to do. What do you have to do with it? And, you know, and I think that's the key. And I think she's appreciative of what her teammates do for her, too. And, you know, and that's what we talk about all the time. You got to have somebody around you. And you can't do it all on your own. And everybody's just got to be there together and figure it out and fight through it. And so we'll miss her, you know. And I think one of the biggest things, like I said, is just, you know, just that knack she had as a player, that passing. And I think sometimes that kind of goes overlooked. You know, you look for that in players. Players can, a lot of kids can feel the basket. Sometimes it's about making the pass at the right time, at the right moment that you need. And sometimes that's really what it is, and just that feel for the court of where the ball should be at on the court. And that's what you miss. And that's what you're looking for in every point guard. And that's kind of what Adrian's kind of given us over the years, just to keep things simple for us and get it to where it needs to be. So, you know, we'll miss that part. And as part as a dad, I'm, you know, just excited. And as, you know, that she's going on. And, you know, we've always said, you make the choice. What do you want to do? It's you. Pick the level. And if it happens, it happens. So she made her opportunity, and we always said, you got to pick the place that if, you know, when basketball, if it's taken away from you at UCM, is that the place you want to stay at? That's what we've always kind of told our girls, and you never know. An injury could happen. Just don't make it be about basketball if that's where you're going, and that's all we want her to do is go and enjoy it. So she's excited about it. UCM's in the Elite Eight, which is equal to the Final Four for the Division One level, so I guess, you know, going to a program that has been pretty successful here this past few years.
I'll leave you with one last question. Next year, you'll be returning. I believe it's year number 17 at the helm. And the state of the girls' basketball team, a lot of starters will be back next year.
Right. And I think, you know, that's key for us is just trying to find ways. And I would say probably the one thing that we saw this season we've got to get better at is just really consistency on the outside shooting. And I think that was one of the things that kind of caught up with us as we went to districts where we, like Logan was talking about in that first game, we were pounding that ball inside and just getting what we wanted. Teams then started just to make the change, taking away the outside, and we just weren't consistent enough. And that was kind of our story all season long. If we were able to hit three or four threes in a game, we were usually unstoppable because then you couldn't stop the inside and outside. And if we struggled from the outside, sometimes it ended up to be a long night for us. And I think that's something we got to look for as a team, is just to be more consistent on our shooting from the perimeter, so that way it continues just to keep our balance on the offensive end. And, you know, it's tough. The only way you're going to find out if you're hitting it is you've got to take it, but at the same time, you can't live and die by it too often. But, you know, and that will be the area we've got to look to improve on, and just seeing what we have with the girls coming back. Like I said, we had a lot of young sophomores that played, got a lot of playing time throughout the season. And, you know, we got girls that are just trying to figure out ways, got to keep competing in practice and just trying to work on individual skills in the offseason.
Outstanding. I want to give a big thanks to everybody for stopping in the studio today. Head Coach Ed Costley, Adria Costley, and Logan Blevins. And thank you all, and congratulations on a great season.
All right. We thank you and appreciate all the support and everything that you guys did and come out, and really the community. You know, we had several people that come out and come to watch us from game to game, whether it was a late trip or even the morning game at Columbia College. So we appreciate that. And we also thank you again for what you guys do to come out for the boys and girls basketball throughout the season.
Well, we can't wait for the basketball season to get started again, and thank you all so much.
Yep.
Thanks for doing the buzzer beater.
And a big thanks to Coach Ed Costley and the Mexico girls basketball players that came in and visited with us this morning. And we're going to take a break here on the buzzer beater, and we're going to come back and put a spotlight back on the Mexico wrestling state champions.
State champions. And it's going to be a fun interview. Also, we got to talk about Mexico baseball. They're getting ready to get started. Actually got started last night, and today they'll play a doubleheader. So a lot of things to talk about. It's all coming up here on the Buzzer Beater
on AM 1340 KXEO. Welcome back to the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO. Good Saturday morning to everyone. Glad you are tuning us in and listening this morning. And one thing that has wrapped up but a sensational season was the state champion Mexico Bulldogs wrestling team.
It was, you know, it's been a long time since the Dogs have had a championship, never in wrestling before, if I'm not mistaken. But what a season it was for head coach Gail Adams. He has progressively gotten better as he's gotten into his head coaching position. And last year, think we finished second this year, the state championship. And I don't know how you're going to coach Adam. I don't know how you're going to get over that one. Back to back, Jack, come on. That's a tough act to follow, but they really did a great job all season long. And then got into the state playoffs and made it happen.
Absolutely. And Coach Adams is actually enjoying the NCAA wrestling tournament in Cleveland, Ohio, as we speak this morning. Yep. and watching that going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of, matter of fact, Mizzou is up there and doing very well. I'm sure he's seen a little bit of that action as well, as we talked to him here just a little while ago. But it's interesting because most people don't realize that wrestling is one of those things that goes on year-round. Kellen Eckern was just at a championship meet in St. Louis this past weekend, lost 2-1 to a wrestler from Father Tolton, who was a four-time state champion. And, of course, Father Tolton is at least one class up, if not two.
They're good at everything, Father Tolton.
It seems like they are. I don't know if they have any regular students over there or not, but it seems like they got a bunch of athletes. Matter of fact, I think he's going to be back. He, of course, is going to Old Dominion. And I think he's going to be back in the state of Virginia in the next 2 or 3 weeks wrestling at a tournament there. And it's just, it's pretty much nonstop. I mean, there's a little bit of a break, but not a ton. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And as you mentioned, you know, Coach Gail Adams up in Cleveland taking it in. And I'm sure that's an interesting experience. We'll have to talk to him about that.
No doubt. We'll maybe talk to him next time on the Buzzer Beater about that. But we did have a chance to sit down. Our sports reporter, Amy Higgins, reporter for the Buzzer Beater, sat down with Coach Gail Adams and several of the state champion wrestlers. And we'll play that for you right now here on the Buzzer Beater.
And it was just awesome seeing the body of work to happen and getting to have three state champs and two medalists. And getting to bring home that state championship for the school and for the wrestlers and for the community, that's what's awesome. Dylan's just a hard-nosed wrestler, hard-nosed kid, and it's a lot of fun to watch him develop into the type of wrestler he is. You know, with Kellen and Therese, you know, they've been doing this work for the last few years, and Kellen's the first three-time state champ that Mexico's ever had, and then Therese going undefeated again for the second year in a row.
Back-to-back state wrestling champion Kellen Eckern.
So it started off a little rough. Freshman year came out, I practiced for about a week and I got hurt and that was it. I was done freshman year. And I didn't wrestle for, I think it was close to a year I was off the mat. And then I got back into it and ended up winning sophomore year, won in overtime in the semis. It was pretty cool. And then junior year I kind of cruised to the victory. And then this year I pinned my way through the state tournament. I would just tell the little dudes like right now to just keep having fun and just practice a lot as much as they can. It's not as much about the competitions as a kid right now as it is just practicing and getting the fundamentals down, because once you get into middle school and high school, when you're actually really in the room with Gail working, you'll get it down and you'll be ready to compete for, I mean, the state title like we are. So that's what I would say.
Therese Aaron talks about going undefeated for two seasons and winning back-to-back state championships.
Junior year, I was determined because I felt like I should have did better the year before. And lots of hard work and having a goal, focus on that goal and just keep pushing towards it, and everything just kind of fell in order. I've been wrestling with him since my seventh grade year, kind of, because I would go in there in the summers and wrestle with him.
Big thanks to Coach Gail Adams and the state champion wrestling team for sitting down and talking to the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO. We're going to talk a little bit about what the wrestling team may look like next year. He's had a couple of the big guys who are graduating going on to college to wrestle.
You know, it's going to be interesting because the cupboard's not entirely bare by any stretch of the imagination, but you're right. Several key wrestlers are going to be leaving the program, graduating and moving out. Therese Aaron is one of those. Kellen Eckern, who we mentioned a little while ago, is one of those. One of the Dillons is.
Right?
I always get those two mixed up. One of the Dillons is going to be moving on. But there's still a lot of good wrestlers in Mexico High School.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about it. Carter Maxwell, Brian Juarez, Kevin Dong, Blaine Weberg, and Dylan Nichols all going to be a base coming back for the Mexico wrestlers. So Coach Adams should, I'm sure there's going to be much more success for that program.
I absolutely believe that as well, as he's got things well under control there. Speaking of under control, high school baseball is under control as it is underway. Matter of fact, I didn't realize this, but there were actually 92 games scheduled for Friday and then 126 games scheduled for today. Across the state, obviously, but high school baseball is now underway this last week. Matter of fact, Mexico opened last night down in Marshfield.
And I did have an opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Keith Louder this morning, and here's a full report of Mexico baseball opening up their season on the road last night.
Here with the head coach of the Mexico boys baseball team, Coach Keith Louder. And if you would, Coach, give us a report as you opened up your season last night on the road.
Well, we took a tough one last night. We got beat 14-2. We played Mansfield, which was last year's Class 2 state champion. So they're a solid ball team again this year and had a lot of really good bats. And they showed up and swung good sticks last night.
Anybody stand out for the Bulldogs last night that had a good game?
Zach Watkins went 2-for-2 for us last night at the plate. Colin Clay was 1-for-2. Ty Prince was 1-for-2 also. And, that was pretty much our offensive side of what we did in the game. We didn't have bad plate appearances last night. We had opportunities to maybe generate a few more than two runs and couldn't come through with a hit at the right time, but that seemed to come or were coming around for us. We're just going to have to make them a little more potent.
Right on, Coach. Well, you'll be right back at it again today with a doubleheader there, and just give us a little bit of a preview of what's coming up for today.
Well, honestly, this early, don't know much about either team. We've tried to look, see what we could find out about them. And, you know, this early in the season, it's hard to find out too much about your opponents. Really, I feel like for us, it's a lot about what we do as much as who we play. And, you know, we have to do a better job on the mound of being consistent. Yesterday, I think between our three pitchers, we handed out about 8 walks. We need to improve on that side of the game. Defensively, need to find a way to make a few of the above average plays. We did a pretty decent job of making the average play. We've got to step that up, make the above average play. And then I think offensively, the offensive side thing we're looking for is continue to make consistent contact with the ball. And we're looking to be a little more aggressive. We showed signs of that yesterday on the bases, that when we get people on, being aggressive and try to manufacture and make some things happen. And so we're going to continue to work on that and get some looks at some guys this weekend, so we kind of know what we have to build on as we get ready to start the conference season next week.
Coach, just out of curiosity, how was that field yesterday? Because I know we had a little bit of rain. How were the field conditions up there?
Well, the good news is for us going south on this particular trip, we were able to come down here and probably play in sunshiny, for the most part, 55-degree weather. The field was in great condition. We did have a 30-minute lightning delay in our game yesterday, but it was a preventative thing. There was had a meter that read a lightning strike about 6.5 miles away. And so we didn't even see lightning. They shut it down because of that. So other than that, we played in ideal conditions, I feel like, yesterday. So can't complain about that.
Right on, Coach. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, and thank you for your time this morning, calling in and giving us a full report on that.
All right, thank you. We'll hopefully get better results for us next time.
All right, Coach, good luck to you. Thank you, sir.
Doubleheader on the way today, and one of them, Marshfield's a ways down there. Springfield area, I believe.
Springfield area, about 30 miles away.
So, I was talking a little bit to the assistant coach, Bosco Nunley, and he was telling us about some of the players that are going to be on the team that are going to have prominent roles this year, and Cole Whalen is going to be a starting pitcher. He's a junior. Of course, he played basketball as well. We've got senior Quentin Baumgartner going to be out there. He'll be playing first base. Matt Huffman's going to be in the outfield. He'll be playing left field.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this team, they've got a lot of returning guys. There was only one senior that graduated from the team last year.
Yeah, and I think Matt pitches as well. If I remember right, he talked about that during our interview after a game one night. But, yeah, they've got a lot of returning experience, and that's always a good thing in high school baseball. So we'll see how that turns out. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date, and we'll try and get one of the Louders in here. The Louders always seem to know what's going on in baseball, so we'll try and get one of them in here and talk to us on the next buzzer beater. But, obviously, we wish the Bulldog baseball team good luck, and we'll keep you updated with scores on AM 1340 KXEO.
And speaking of baseball, Mizzou baseball off to another hot start, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Coach Beezer and the guys coming up in the next segment on the Buzzer Beater.
Should be fun. I'm looking forward to a lot of things still to come here on the Buzzer Beater. Mizzou wrestling, Mizzou baseball, and sometime we're going to talk about basketball, Mizzou style, and football. I mean, a lot of stuff all coming up right here on AM 1340.
The Buzzer Beater.
KXEO.